I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 828, The Problem with Pride. When I think of pride, I think of this story. It's about an army colonel. He had just been promoted to colonel. He was sitting in his office when someone knocked at the door and said, "This is Private Johnson. May I see you, sir?" He said, "Just a minute." The colonel, wanting to look impressive, picked up his telephone and said real loud, "Yes, Mr. President. I understand, Mr. President. We can take care of that right away, Mr. President." He wasn't talking to the president, but he wanted to make it seem like he was talking to the president. He wanted to appear bigger than he really was. The colonel said, "Mr. President, give me just 1 second." Then he said, "Come in, private." The private came in, and the colonel asked him to talk quickly because he had the president on the line. "What can I do for you?" he said. "Well," the private said, "I just came to connect your phone." God has a way of making you look like a fool, because pride comes before a fall. Oh, the problem with pride. Let's talk. This podcast is called The Two Greatest After The Two Greatest Commandments: to love God with everything we have, with all of our being, and to love others. And that means being honest, being humble, being real. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit comes before a fall, Proverbs tells us. It also says, "One's pride will bring him low, but he who is lowly in spirit will obtain honor." You know, it's been said that pride is the only disease that makes everyone sick except the one who has it. The problem with pride is that we begin seeing everything wrong. Pride begins with an improper view of ourselves and what we deserve. When we regard ourselves too highly, our expectations are elevated too. We feel like we're owed something, and we become bitter when we don't receive it. Pride begins also with an improper view of God. As we become overly confident in our abilities, we neglect to trust in God. Jesus turned all of it on its head. Jesus said, "Whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. Whoever wants to be first must be your slave, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." South Bay helps us see the problem. Part of the problem with pride is that we don't really know what it is. We grow up wanting to make our parents and our teachers proud of us. We're encouraged to take pride in hard work. However, we're also told that being prideful or being full of pride is wrong, according to everyone's standards, the world's and God's. So what's going on here? Well, the key difference is found in self. For instance, others can be proud of the person you are. However, if you believe that you are better than others, well, then you're prideful. Whenever you raise yourself above others, you're acting arrogantly and superior. For believers, God is the only one worthy of our praise. Therefore, if you're praising yourself, you're treading on dangerous ground. How do we recognize it? Well, here are some indicators from Iron Leadership. Just three: self-promotion, self-justification, and self-preoccupation. As C.S. Lewis put it, humility is not thinking less of yourself, it's thinking of yourself less. Here's the great question. How would you distinguish between healthy and unhealthy pride? Let's pray this prayer from prayer.knowingjesus.com. Father, we thank you for the wonderful example of true humility that's seen in the life and ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ, who, despite being God incarnate, lived his life in humble submission to you, learning to be both submissive and obedient by the things that he suffered. Help me not to do anything out of selfish ambition or foolish vanity, but rather may I develop the godly grace to regard the needs and desires of others as more important than my own. Teach me, I pray, to live as Christ lived, in the power of the Spirit, and to the praise of your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 829. In the meantime, there are some ways to combat pride's ugliness. Share the credit. Admit your mistakes. Let God exalt you. Don't exalt yourself. Listen more than you talk. And when you do talk, don't talk about yourself. And look for examples of humble people and be like them. St. Augustine said, "It was pride that changed angels into devils, and it is humility that makes men as angels." Well, we don't really turn into angels, but we do start to look a lot more like the Lord when we face the problem with pride.